The jurisdictional issues in the case of Building 29 are fairly straightforward, since the structure remains in private hands, even though it is a National Historic Landmark, the highest designation the United States bestows on cultural sites. National Park Service historian Kristen Griffin and Sitka Historic Preservation Chair Peter Gorman were guests on KCAW's Give and Take this week. In the following excerpt from the program, Griffin explains how private property owners and government must cooperate to preserve the nation's past.
A National Historic Landmark that is in private hands is a very difficult thing to maintain, and that shows in this building is a log building that's more than 150 years old. It's not an easy thing to maintain, and the families that have preserved that building deserve credit for that. The National Park Service enters into this because they're really the nation's lead agency for historic preservation, and so that's how come they keep cropping up in the discussion and why they expressed an opinion on the building, because their mandate is to do whatever they can to preserve National Historic Landmarks. The Park Service writes a report to Congress every year reporting on condition, on how they're doing, and you really don't want to have to say, well, you know, another one was lost. But the line is very clear between private property and property that's being managed by an agency. I think the successes that happen happen by people working together. Some communities offer tremendous tax incentives to people who will be proactive in historic preservation, or grants, or they might acquire property. But in general, with buildings that are on the National Register, in our country, that's the way the preservation system works.
Griffin added that Sitka had an unusual preservation burden, with 8 National Historic Landmarks, where some much larger communities would be lucky to have one. Sitka Historic Preservation Commission Chair Peter Gorman said those 8 landmarks, plus the 12 historic register sites in Sitka, were going to play an important role in the growing heritage tourism industry in Alaska. Kristen Griffin shed light on why so many people find history compelling.
I love history, and it's influenced my life tremendously. And the tangible reminders of history, I think they help us kind of look up and look at the bigger things in life. When I go by Sheldon Jackson, I am reminded of the story of how that school came to be and what it stands for, and the leaders that were produced from that school and its role in the whole development of Alaska and the opening of Alaska and how that affected people. Building 29, you know, to walk down the street and realize that your feet are following the footsteps of people who were here 150 years ago, and you think about the way things have changed and the way things have stayed the same. One book that I find really interesting is a very broad survey that was done across the United States on how people use history in their daily lives. You know, history, in one way, you think of the history that you took in school in a class, and that's not necessarily the kind of history that I'm talking about. But when you're young, when you're a child or you're a very young person, history is creating your identity. It's how we see each other, ourselves as Americans. It's how we see communities come together. These are important things that young people, that goes into how they see themselves and their place in the world. Elders, when we reach the later part of our life, are really focused on legacy and passing on everything they've learned and observed about the world. And you see a lot of elder people talk about history. It's not a coincidence. It's the important stuff. In the middle is the middle-aged generation that's kind of standing between these others, trying to figure out, how do we be leaders? How do we hold it all together? Which direction we should go? And we get that from history.
National Park Service historian Kristen Griffin appeared on KCAW's Give and Take Thursday morning. Building 29 is one of 4 remaining Russian colonial structures in North America, 2 of which are in Sitka. The Sitka Historic Preservation Commission is currently reviewing a permit request for an addition to a neighboring building that would reduce the width of the alleyway between the structures from over 10 feet to just under 4.